Gemara has an expression over here on the bottom of Samach Tes of the Vase about a Svina. Agra, I agra lo pagra, I pagra lo agra. Whereas the Gemara in the last line says, Hilchos Svina agra pagra. The question is as follows. Rashi explains, Rav said it's mutter. If it breaks, so you pay, the renter pays it. Well, I said, no, can't be. The agra lo pagra. Okay, with no toschar, elo letvo at the meshiv yirasa. Since you are, I'm getting paid. I'm the rent the car company getting paid. So the question is, if it breaks, it's my car. Why should you have to pay for it? The pagra lo agra. Miachashe shmo b'damim mishim tisha v'yesh l'damim. Have milva gabe vavi schara ribis. In other words, what happened? I took the boat, the car, and I say if it'll break, I'll pay a certain amount of money. Okay? That means I'm agreeing in advance to pay either the item or the money. Okay, that's called a milva. I may be paying back money. And therefore, not only am I paying you the money you gave me, I'm giving you right back in case it breaks, I'm also paying you rent. Oh, the rent is ribis. Everyone follow me so far? That's the problem. So the question is, why are we a maker? We are maker, lemaisa. We are maker. At the end of the day, presumably, how can it be? It's mutter. So the bottom line explains why are we saying that it's okay, mutter, based upon a brisa. Hashem paro lecha aver, lo parosha asuya lai b'shlosh and dina. Vani al lecha selelech b'chodesh, mutter. Fishalo asa adamin. You mean only a chamisa? Whoa, that sounds like it's exactly why it should be mutter. Why? Happy for us, Rashi says, I'll give you back 30. And meanwhile, I'm paying you rent. This is, it's a mutter. There you go. So it's okay. Why is it okay? Rashi explains. Because he's explaining that although he's accepted responsibility for the loss of the cow dies, but not the loss of value. A milvet. So then, you know, you accept all kinds of loss. Since you didn't accept all kinds of loss, you don't say it's a milveh, something by Svina. The Gemara is comparing the Svina with the cow. It's very beautiful. Then the last line, on Ayinim and Aleph, V'nogu b'nei kufra, agra b'shas m'shicha, praga b'shas shvira, and the two different gears is b'shas or kishas, right? It depends on the minig. No, it's a b'raisa. The b'raisa is by the para, proves that the minig is, in fact, correct. That's what it says. Fine. Okay. Well, I explained. Shlo asod amim mechaim ala chamisa, therefore noeg min haga. So we are therefore mekel, and according to Rashi, we're mekel. So what we're saying is that we are lenient. Okay. Finished. No distinction, you know, if you see in Rashi between exactly what price you're paying. Rashi doesn't talk about that, as we saw. Okay. Fine. Let's take a look on the Rosh for the moment. Simon Mem Test, just to get a quick look at how the Pesach should go. Okay. So Rashi explains, Kevin the Pchas HaSfina al-Bal HaSfina Shari. Okay. And he quotes another example, Kedama Lekaman, Kebeduda, Kevin the Mekabal of Chuscha Denachsha Shari. Okay, so if the loss of not if the breaks, which is loses value, that's enough to counter it. And Nog Bnei Kufra, yeah. She'im Tishava Shava Nasa Kama Haisa Shava Bishas Shvira. Here the Rush makes a big deal. Even though he has a Girsa Bishas, he explains it to me in what we would call Kishas. It's very, very important. Okay, that's what it says. This is important. And is Agos Ashri. Firish Rashi came and the end, Mechazir ben Hukum ben Husla, Lohavi Halvo. Rematch of Shamaskat, Sorrow, the Kabul Kamokain, Khash Achefet, Sholachum Biskalkel, Alpha Gavsh and Nishbar Omeis, Ain Mikabul, Nikomakom Akash Machmosa. That's very, very important. You have to do it. Also, the Haskir, Things, it's only over in a certain situation would be prohibited. So writes the Agos Rashi in the Vilna Gaon, makes reference to it, and he says Simon to look in Simon Nun Beis. Simon Nun Beis is a bit of a different discussion. We'll leave it for the moment. Adka. Now, fine. The Rashba quotes a machlokas about this in terms of what price you're allowed to charge, and he ends up being lenient. And where do you get it from? The lashon of the Braisa. Hashem parla chaver v'amal paroscha asuil alakish b'shlosh and dina. Hey, that's the price for right now. So in other words, if it's there's not going to be any reduction in price. If you have the Rashba, if you might open up to the Rashba, please. If you have one, if not, I'll say it to you about pet. I think this Rashba is on the Maror Mekoma, if I'm not mistaken. Everyone has a new Maror Mekoma sheet. Hope so. We shouldn't have enough to go around. Okay, let's take a look. Here we go. He quotes two opinions. Beferish, it's Beferish arrayed. The Rashi said nothing. The Rosh said it, but didn't explain the contrast. And he says a Beferish. Okay. How much money? Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. Shem Mesa Yesham Kishas Mashicha. And even though it went down in price, doesn't matter. Yesh Mefarshim. Who's the second opinion? It's the Ramban. Explains to you why. Agra, I'm paying rent. I'll pick gamma. I'm paying rent because there's a word we use today. Depreciation. That's the right word. Right? You rent a car, it's a tax write-off. Huh? Depreciation of a car while you use it. That's what you're paying for. Oh, that makes sense. Can Armina Liel, Kabi Mora. Right? The same stuff over here. That's what was made reference to before. Right? Mora Hadra Biena Biada Pachse. Right? The things go out, they depreciate upon use. So you're certainly not entitled to pay for that. Okay. But the Rashba says, despite that, Lashon Abraisa Mochachas Vidaita Kedivri Apirish Rishon Lekula Tokotani Reparosa Gasula Elai Bilama Dinrim Alma Mehash Tekotis Ladomim. Yeah, no, but then the Taka why? Alpha Pisha Mishamlo Kishas Mashicha. Right, he pays the higher amount. Listen carefully. Kaman She'ena Mechuya B'Tashlumin Ele Meso Nishbro V'Omedes Hilachzo Be'ena. Look. 9 times out of 10, the cow's not going to die and the boat's not going to sink. So 9 times out of 10, it's a straight pikadon. Because manchik ozeres beinah machzir leban kamo shehi, and the kemilva, el eschivus, it's a rental. Hertz rent a car. Doesn't say Hertz pay for a car in case you total it. It's called a rent a car. Because in most cases, we hope, it'll be a simple rent a car. El eshamast, el eshalin lo, im tamas abheimo tishavar asfina. Which shouldn't be, because really that should be Mr. Hertz's responsibility, not yours. Okay, you throw on yourself an additional level of responsibility. Typically, a socha is like a shomer socha, is not chayav an onsen. Harek for amru, master shomer chinam, liyos kashol. Tzadi dalit omun aleph. Veduda de mashmul mishin de choseres beino. I feel hachi, takal viyav, takal vishokot, the whole dahavi, kash le ravaram earlier. For Lashon Rashi, Nira Shadat, okay. We saw Rashi didn't say a word. But Rashi did say the word. Okay. That's Rashi's last two lines, implies that the first shot. And therefore, and he says on the bottom, the Girsa Kishas, oh. If this is right, so B'nai Kafri are not following the Din, they're following the Chumrah. Because they're only paying the arranged pay the later lower price. But they could have even agreed to pay the earlier higher price. This is how he understands the Gemara, not the way Rashi understood it, in respect to that last phrase. Fine. Atkan Rabosai. We saw Machlokas 2 days in the Rashba. Okay. We saw the both Shittas. how to pass an halacha l'maisa. Let's take this a little slow. We'll start the tour. The tour is in Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel. Now, because you understand very well, the tour's father is the Rosh, so it should be a sort of a foregone conclusion which way it's going to come down, right? The Rosh said only the lower price. But let's suspend judgment and read what the Torah said independently. Mutar lahaskir kli v'litzov damav lahasas shemishaver ba'onas yisham l'damav ava bishav ben adinu potter ben onzim v'mkein kemen sheshav osu b'damav m'schaya b'onzim havi adamav b'halvo aslo v'aschar shenosin lo merzik ribis hafilo achishar kemen shenim m'schaya b'damav ela imkein yishaver kozman shu b'en hu mag zero kemo shuhu v'yad shashvir hu b'shus ha'abaylam le'zula וגם הוא נפחס נמחל שעלה עושה שואה הוא אצלו בתור הסחירס ובתור הסחירס הוא נוסן ויאף על פי שנשבר ונעס לו כעלבו from that point on because he has to pay which he really shouldn't have ever paid except for he's just come on himself ליאוס כשואל nonetheless מסחייה וסחירס קודם שנעס עשה עלבו הלכך לכשי ישובר אינם מחויב אלא בדמים שהיה שווה בשעה שבירו. The logic is ironclad. You can't pay the higher price because you're only being mechayev later on. That's exactly what the Rosh said. So the Torah quotes the Rosh at great length. At great length, it's interesting. The Bris Yehuda, and when he discusses this, over here we have it. It's in Perek Chof Tes Ha'ora Yud Tes. Again, it's one of those footnotes that spans, you know, two solid pages. He discusses this tour. He quotes Zelashon on tour. He quotes the entire tour. So of course, the tour comes down like it's part of the Rush. You pay only the Shas Shvira, but the Hesbet Sas Tzarachim Shenira Me Arichus Devarav. This is page Tav Tzadeh on top. Shabola Taretz Shalom Nomar. Which is exactly the problem we're dealing with. If you accept upon yourself additional responsibilities which you don't really have according to the strict halach, so if you do it in abstract, we spoke about that last night, do it in abstract, master, shomachina, lios, kashoel, there's no halvo anywhere to be seen. But here, it smacks of halvo, right? Alzeh mechalek, sh'at sh'ashvir hu s'chirus, v'sh'at sh'vir nasek halvo, Lama lo chilek bepshitus she'eno nas alva ela also chilek keneged shavya bishas shvira. In other words, what's alva? Whatever he's going to have to give, pay, right? Pay out of pocket. That's the lower value. Aval a hefresh bishas shvira zashas shvira went down in price. Kei meshen mekabel achrayas chilek zeh eno nas alva v'shem shvira salav. Because the bulk of the boat, if you will, is not considered to be a halva. That difference. He's not mekabel achrayas on that difference. So why let him? He's renting out that amount, the part of the boat that he's not accepting responsibility for. Let him pay the rent for that. He's paying for an entire boat. Can you imagine? A guy will rent a car, and he'll rent a huge car. I'll pay a price for the trunk. You don't rent that, you can't rent that a trunk only, you rent the whole car. He's paying for the entire boat. What do you mean to say? He's only going to be, he'll attribute the entire rental payment to the amount of depreciation. Nah. If I'll tell Mr. Hertz, it costs $100 to rent a car, you know what? I want to rent the car. I want to rent the trunk for $100. Just give me the cars that's rolling. Okay, if that's the deal, it's the deal. So why didn't he say that? The Avshaloma Shemkein Yesh Kan Tzad Alvo Me'Achshav V'Nimtzav Marbe B'Schiris V'Mokon Heshavo V'Zeos. In other words, the tour divided it chronologically, right? Until now, it's Schiris Now Alvo. The Chris Yehuda suggested to divide it. If you want to say it vertically, in other words, the car itself has two aspects. There is the basic value and the depreciation value. But in his case, in Rabbi Yehuda's case, it would be, since they're both simultaneous and contemporaneous, there's a much more serious problem of halva and ribis. Or another pshat, the tour is about another kasha. What'll happen if it doesn't go down in price at all? It doesn't go down. If that's the case, according to the pursuit of suggestion, all of it is alva and the schar to be ribis. Says no, because you divide it chronologically. The pursuit is explaining why the tour's pshat is better than his own pshat. Okay, fine. Just give you what he says over here in the top of page Tov Sadi Hey in Chav Tes Yud Tes. Fine. That's very nice. Interestingly, we have one more part of this discussion, which is important. Let's take a look over here. If you look over here in the tour, on the bottom, there's something called the Chidushei Hagos. Not the Hagos, for us, of the new Mechon Yerushalayim. The Chidushei Hagos is something which really exists from a long time ago. Okay? It's going on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban's view that the Rashba disagreed with, right? And the Rashba disagrees. And he says as follows. Let's read the Beis Yosef. Came in the Sav Rabbeinu, the name of Shalom, the Dabar, Shay, Shalom, Shas, and Ishba. Yeah. Hey, Kosta, Betchila, Saloshon, for Liktsov Domov, the Mashmash, Osan Domov, Shakosta, Mishalom. Whoa, it's a serious textual problem. The Loshon of the very first word of the Torah. Mutal Haska Cleve Liktsov Domov. What means Liktsov Domov? Figure out how much it's worth. But you don't pay how much it's worth at the time that you took it. How much it's worth the time that it breaks? It's an obvious kasha. What a great kasha. Answer the Beis Yosef. Venerally, Shekotzev Damav Akshav L'shara Pchas Sh'ad Sh'ad Shvira Kamehu Pachos Mishir Shekotzvu From Lo Yekotzev Meikara Mino Haviyadina Kameh Yishavah B'Sh'ad Shvira. You better estimate it now, because if you estimate it now, you'll be able to figure out perhaps what it was worth at the time that it broke. But if you didn't estimate it at all now, what if it breaks suddenly, and you didn't even look like before it broke? So yeah, then you're just groping in the dark. You're groping in the dark. You have no way. Explains the Kiddush Yagos. Pamim hu nishba legamri. V'yav shaleda kama yashava kodim shvira. If it breaks a little bit, so you're about to figure it out how much the breakage damage it was worth before. It just smashes completely. There's nothing left. How do you know what it was worth? So your best guess estimate is based upon looking at it right now. There are official tables in the IRS for depreciation of a car. Am I correct? I'm pretty sure. So it's an estimate. If you don't know what it's worth at the beginning, the table won't do any good for you. It's very important. They anticipated the IRS depreciation tables for cars. Furusha, Chidush Yagos, Kufay and Vav Osal. Black on white. Okay? Mom, beautiful. Okay. Fine. Very good. Very good. Fine. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. There's an interesting din in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Rambam. We don't have Rambams with us, so I'd rather show it to you in the Shulchan Aruch. It's calling a Rambam, and we're not exactly sure how to say Pshat. It's important because it's going to come up later on. It's in Kuf, Ayin Gimel, Sif Yudat. Kuf, Ayin Gimel, Sif Yudat. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, I hope. I can look on with one. Kuf, Ayin Gimel, Sif Yudat. Everyone with me? Chavis shel yayin. Look on the side, it says, Tur b'shem Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, because the Rambam Magid, Shom, Ulai is a beer litarsha the Rav Chama Sham beGemara Samache. So no one knows where this Rambam got this from. Maybe that's a lipshad in the tarsh the Rav Chama. It's not like Rashi. Chomer shel yayin shushava ata dino. It's worth a dollar barrel of wine. Umochlo b'shtayim arakaitz. I'll sell it to you for $2, right, for the summer. Amanas shimtera batakola harehi brishus hamocher. So what happens? What's happening over here? I'm selling to you. I'm demanding a higher price. But you know what? If it goes bad, I get nothing. So it's like a typical, a gamble, right? Like all business, it's a gamble. Okay. So, again, Shem Yishus Moch Asher Shem Kirena Alokeach. He's a mutter. Why? Shem Av the Onish Brain Mishalim Klum. Right. Very nice. I'm charging a higher price, but if it goes bad, I get nothing. So it's just like you're buying a chance. Take a chance on something. It's nothing to do with ribbis. Fine. V'im lo motza l'mocho l'arviach bo hav l'achzir l'baylem. V'chein l'mocho lo b'shtayim v'mo lo ha'yesir al shtayim y'eschorcho b'shul sh'atem etavo l'mocho v'im lo timtza l'mocho k'mo sh'tirtza ha'chzir li. We call this a kind of on consignment, right? If you don't sell it, give it back to me. Ha'rei z'a mutter. Af'al pi shem avda o nignevo l'chmitza t'yer b'shus lo'keach, even though it's going to be on your responsibility. Fascinating. Both things come from the Rambam, and we're not exactly sure where all this comes from. Just showing it to you where it is, we'll have to analyze it as we go. Fine. The Beis Yosef asked the question that these things that are safe and the Reisha are fundamentally the same. And why is it such an Arichas Dvarim? I'll read you the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. It's right over here, it's in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. See if you doubt it. Those who have a turret in the book inside. Kosovo Ramba.
Which page are
we on? I'm on page Tuf Samach Dal. V'yesh Tadaktek. Dibidin Arishan Vane Mashma Shekol Masha Yemocho Yesu Ashnaim Hurl Lokeach. V'chei Nimi Masha Kosovo Lo Yimotzen Lemocho Larviach Bo. V'chei Lo Meherech B'din Sheinik Kolkach. But it's really in both cases it's exactly the same thing. Namely, that if the guy sells it for more than two, it's his victory. The salesman, he wins out. So why is there such an arichas lashon in the Rambam? This is the kasha of the Beis Yosef here on page Tov Samach Dalet. What's Takab Shat in the Shitas HaRambam? This is bothering him. Okay? So the Gidulei Truma explains in Chelek Dalet Sif Lamed Gimel that the Reisha, he said a word which is not found in the Sefer. What's the word? Ad Zman HaKayetz. That's only in the Reisha. Until the summer. Okay? And the one who takes it can sell it now and hold the money until the summer. That could be a bonanza. You know, money in your pocket, you can create money, makes money. So he gave him until the summertime. So I give you the wine now. You can turn around and sell it tomorrow and keep it for 2 months until the summertime. Whoa. That's only mutter if the achrayis is on the mocher. Then it's considered to be the mocher's immediately. But in the second case, in the sefer, you consider it to be a shliach of the mocher. As soon as I sell it, the money goes to the mocher immediately, and there's no agar natar, and it's mutter, even if the lokech accepts upon himself achrayis. Now, we don't have that in front of us, because you don't have to do the tshuva. If you look in the Chavaz Das, he says it's just about the same thing. Take a look, please. Chavaz Das, here in Siman Kuf, Ayin Gimel, Sivkotan, Chof, Aleph. That was tumbling with the Reish and the Sefer. So the Shach actually makes a Tal Sofer about it. Very shver. He thinks the Pshat is the Prisha. He explains what he means. The Bereish na Shemas na la Kayetz. Daida Sheyach zikha mos bal vob yoro ala Kayetz. Av shim kereta kodem. Umishamachi ein amut derak shem akabal lov akhrayas ala mechira. Uvekabolas achrayis mutter. The dam yomama shalom bevulem leil simen kuf sabak zayin. Shomer, this is very important. This is our first taste of heterisk. We haven't said a word about heterisk yet. I told you till today we're not going to discuss. Now it's going to come up. Rabbo said the next 10 days is intense. Still a lot of introductory things. But this is your first mention of heterisk because watch what's coming now. Shomer, shuamos pikodon biyodo ashu shneimonim. That's one shot in the Tarsha of Rav Chama. It's a pikod machakach alva. The below achrayis aser k'moshe kostav atas sham sif katan aleph. There has to be acceptance of responsibility. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem of ribis. So what happens? That means, technically speaking, there's responsibility on the part of the nosein, and therefore the nosein can really lose all of his money. So how is this going to help in real life? That's what we're going to see. Let's keep one hand here. Just give a quick look in that Taz that he's referring to, because if you always refer to something, it's worth seeing inside. Kuf Samach Zayin Taz Sif Kodin Aleph. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but just a little mashu. So it's a straight pikodon. Okay, fine, good. So the Taz explains that this is an important point. There has to be an acceptance of responsibility. What is this all about? This was the original heteriska. It's going to be a little common If you ever see that iskus, it says al pitakonis maram. Who was maram? We think maram is maram. Rottenberg, the maram in Lublin, both of whose first name was Meir. So maram could be Meir. Sorry, this is not him. This is Rav Mendel. Rav Mendel of Krakow. Rav Mendel of Krakow, people wanted to, we'll see the history, that was a problem they had in that generation, or maybe generation before, in the Ramos time where it started a little bit, they wanted to find a way that people can have some kind of a situation where they can get ribbis beheter. Yeah? So how do you do that? It doesn't work. You have to accept responsibility on yourself. Yeah, I'm responsible. That means that if it lost the onus, it's my loss. But how am I going to know how it got lost? You are the one, you're the mekabel, you claim it got lost bonus, prove it. So normally, we have rules of proof, rules of proof that presumably the mekabel could pass in a situation in which it really got lost and it's not his fault. You create nearly insuperable standard of proof. I said nearly insuperable. And therefore you've set up a situation in which technically speaking you, the nosen of achrayis, and you'll lose the money in case it gets lost. But de facto, you just about can't lose. That's the shtick. There's already, just to give you a quick, again, a preview, we don't really do this nowadays anymore, but just to go back, if you have towards the end of this Taz, because the Truma Sadeshin, Sivan Shin Beis, very important, on the Makoros later on. Shlim Sohet, the Benosein Mos, the Chaver, the Machsischar, Vrosa Shia Keren Shlo Batuach. I don't want to lose. If I give you an Iska, I can lose half the money, right? Half is because you'll say, I invested and went down to zero. Many investments, as you know, go down to zero. And I get stuck sometimes in the middle of those dintoiris and fights, and it's a terrible thing. I have case bothers me very much. Guy invested, went down to zero. How could it be? He's a smart fellow. Even smart people make mistakes. And he made the mistake with other people's money for my shul. And it's Kedai Bizarre and Vekotzef. It's a big problem. Okay, so now he doesn't get his money back. Yachal Omar, Shalom Velo Yenem and Alahefsin Rakapi Eidus Harav HaShatz. Only I believed, and the shots, whatever the shots with the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, whatever, the people who are not exactly sitting in Wall Street. So in Wall Street, you can figure out what's going on in the world of finance. So the chance that they know what's going on is pretty small. So I've almost assured myself of not losing my principal. Almost. Yeah, the Rabban Shatz may know what's going on. Some rabbis are very astute when it comes to business, Rabosa. Present company excluded. But there are some rabbis who are, you know, we should say that they're rabbi businessmen. Doctor businessmen and they're rabbi businessmen. I'm not one of them, but maybe this Rabban Shatz knows something about what's going on in the world of business. They can, in fact, can't prove that it was lost by an onus. Okay, but this is it starts right in the Truma Sadesh, creating a high standard of proof to sort of ensure yourself. Okay, that's back to Chavos Da'at. So just a brief, I said we told I had the risk of today, so I had to make some comment about it, even though it's just purely introductory. Back over here to the Chavos Da'at, and Kufa and Gimel Chaf Aleph. The Hocha Navi Mamash Lo Adamya, the Omer, Sh'achim Kiredi B'Shtayim, you are most pikadon, v'chakach you halvo. It's the same thing. Uvelo achrayes aser. Lo dami lemaster shomachin leos kishoel. Yeah, what's wrong over here? Watch this. Kevan sheyesh halvo lebesof kemosh akosim betasha. Again, master shomachin leos kishoel. Then it's going to be a halvo at the end. Therefore, there's nothing to do with ribbis. But here, there's halvo at the end, so it smacks of ribbis. That's the ratio. Immediately. Ah, that's the Gedulei Truma Teretz. V'yed kan avo klal, rak shliach b'schar, a paid employee. V'vayed demut v'le shliach b'schar l'hasal siyos k'shol. K'mo sh'masa sh'machin mo sh'masof liyos k'shol. But the Shach writes, beautiful. This is the right terrace. And this is, again, it's explaining why there's a difference between the first and second case in the Rambam. But the principles that are enunciated here are very, very critical. Very critical. It's all against the Shach. The Shach gets a not nice mark from the Chavos Da'at. Terutz B'Dochak, this is a Tos Sofer. Take a look briefly in the Shach. Kufay and Gimel Chavtes. See what he's talking about. The Shach is bothered by the same Kashan. The Taz talk, and the whole world talks about this kasha. The Beis Yosef's kasha, Reish and Seva, the same thing. So the best teretz we just saw in the Chavos Da'at. That's the best teretz. If you look here in the Taz and Sifkot and Chaf, he quotes the Beis Yosef's Tzorachim, and he gives all kinds of teirutzim. And the Shach writes Beis Yosef Achon Nidchu B'Dvar of the Rambam. The Prisha says that we just saw Mekabel Amachzik Mos Alakayitz. Okay, etc. The Bach says a different slider. Because and in Shavali, all these truths he doesn't like. Libi Omali, Shetos, Nofel, Basifri, Aramba. Do you believe it? That answers all questions. He says, it's a felt tip pen, can answer all questions. It's mixes the whole thing around. The kids of the Chavos Da'at, you can't do such things. And the better terrors, the best terrors is the terrors which he gives. Fine. So now Rabbo said we have to go back to the things we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Since we're in Kofi and Gimel already, let's go to Sif Tes Vav. Sif Tes Vav. It's based on the Gemara that we saw. It's Ayin Beis and Beis going to Ayin Gimel and Alf. Bishish is Scharshin with Keres Kan Bezol. V'malkam Acher B'yoker V'yomalo Chaveri V'malkam Azol Tenei Li V'oli Chenu L'malkam Ayoker V'em Keren Hashem. I'll take the goods from Hunt's Point to Riverdale as the mushroom we gave. That hasn't changed. Then Karen Hashem, I'll sell it in Riverdale. The yes, it's Tzorach and Mamos. I'll use the money. Ad Zman Plon until a certain time, and I'll pay. And for Enelcha, Fimash Hashem Hashem. Okay, sounds like it's a good deal. Well, Im Achrayis Bahalicha Al Halokeach. If the responsibility when I'm taking the goods is on me. Asur. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. Why? Says the Taz of Kod and Chav Gimel. Why is that? Tahashtu milve gabe. Now, what happened over here? I meet someone and I say, listen, I'll take your goods. I'll sell it. I'll keep the money and use the money. Okay, so I'm using the money, so that's, in effect, I'm borrowing money from you. Right? Hashtu milvagabei. V'yoyevle mosaros be'ribis. We'll see what that means soon. But it says, it continues to v'chav. V'machrayis ala mocher mutter, says the Taz. Why? D'lo maschela salvo ad shah shayim kareno. Because in that kind of a situation, the havo doesn't begin till the moment that it's sold.
Why does it even begin then?
One second. The more expensive it is when I sell it, harehi shelbalim harishonim. Right? It's the original guy. It's his. Why? I don't know it's his. Because if it gets lost, it's his loss. That means it's his. Rabosai. Ownership is defined if it gets lost, it's my loss. That means I'm an owner. Okay. And therefore, since the person who stands to lose is the owner, so when I sell it for the higher price, I've sold the owner's goods for a higher price, and there's no problem. Oh, slow. This is what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara. So Tosfos explains.
Why is there any halva at all? He's working with the Baal's money the entire time.
No, because the Gemara said there's still going to Shulchan Aruch. V'es atzrochai b'mos. I will be able to use the money.
Okay.
That's already a shtickle halva. Okay, we'll see you soon. We'll go and review it a few times. It's a little bit complicated. We'll go slow. Now, it's interesting. The Ramban disagrees in the Milchamis. Let's go back to this Milchamis we saw a long time ago. It's either page Lamed Vav, Omid Beis, or page Kuf. Depends which version you have. It talks about Al Gemara, even though Al Gemara is Ayin Gimel. And the Ramban is in earlier. But if you remember, he's shown who colored Torah backwards and forwards. So in the Ezra Neshel backwards and forwards. We don't even know it halfway forwards, but they know it backwards and forwards. Okay? So the Balamor is asking Akasha from the Gemara of Ayin Gimel. If you have my print, it's column 2 on page Kuf, paragraph Umay. Okay? The Tanya B'Shus Mocher Mutter, we just saw that. Nirali, Tahasam. Go to Amalo, and the Allah lecha kach v'kach shushar shel also moko. Okay, v'yemochal arviach yosef b'torchi v'amali shelihu muter. The hoel ve'ena akshav avo ad also moko v'shakol b'tirchei ahu tufaina afagav the efshad lo rovach tvei shari the toreachu shema yarviach v'hocha shluchav sharav chama hayu. So the distinction is depends. Well, who's going to get the profit? If the profit is in the case of Rav Chama, that's the case of the sug of Trush or Tasha, the Rav Chama. Okay, and they're giving him all the profit. They get nothing. Looks like ribis. Looks like ribis, looks bad. But in the case that we're discussing over here, the Ayin Gimel, since they have the right to potentially profit, right? Potential profit, Safek Rebach, is enough for my Tircha. And the Tarsha, the Rav Chama, where Rav Chama gets the Terebach, that's where you need either Schar Tircha or a different piece of logic. If you remember the Gemara, should show just to refresh our memories. Samakei, Lawrence is over here. The last line. Tashdi Vadishari Samakei Amad Aleph, my timer. Nichalu the Laker Bishusi, Kolecha the Ka'azli, Shafkalu Milchsa Venakalu Shuka. Was Rav Chama was the Talmud Chacham, and they gave preferred treatment to those who represented him. Okay? And therefore, that's what they gain. You have to gain something. If the person who's the makabel does not gain something, then whatever is given to Rav Chama is attributable to Agar Natar. But if he gains something, then it's different. That's the last line of Avsam Achayim Rav. That the Ramban explains over here why that Gemara is different than this Gemara. That's what he says. That's an important Ramban. Oh. Now it's interesting, we're discussing who gets the Achrayas. So let's take a look again. We saw this before, but we'll see it one more time. It's on Ayin Gimel Tosfos. Ayin Gimel Rav. Because we got stuck, we never gave an answer to you before. Ayin Gimel Rav. Hachamorim malin b'mokom ayokom b'mokom k'mokom azol. Pirish b'kuntris, afilu achrayas aderech balicha v'chazara al hachamorim. Yesh shalom akei. By Tasha the Rav Chama, Pirish b'kuntris, gufei Rashi himself, she'achrayas halicha al Rav Chama. Afal gav da v'shafkalu michsa v'nakalu shuka. Even though that's an opposing consideration, you still have to have the achrayas halicha on Rav Chama. So therefore, it's backwards. So the Rashi, they say, is very, very difficult. Very difficult. Okay, fine. Why is it difficult? Tosfos explains. V'afilu ha'yesh, again. Yesh tahat Hashem yosem mikan. Why? The b'schar d'shavka l'michsa v'nacha l'shuka yosem b'scharas acheres ha'vishavet tvei. Right? Ma'ashkan, ma'ashem nikorim sochem adei ha'mos v'magal l'tara kach yanasa lehem b'mos acherim. In other words, you know how it works in business. The right relationship is everything, right? So here, having Rav Chama's name on something is worth more than the anonymous value that the Gemara is over here on Ayin Gimel and Aleph. You know, you have a lot of money jingling in your pocket; they'll think you're a Kanaka, right? But Rav Chama's it's a kasha b'kal v'chomer, right? So therefore, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that Rashi is incorrect. Incorrect. Achrayas haderech b'chazerosim b'matfuah b'mokom azol hoy al balabatim. No. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Nu. V'chamorim ayim mistakim b'mos balichem b'mokom ayokol b'mokom azol, transporting it back b'shum schor. And the way they handle, you know, buying, selling, etc., etc. V'ilav tam ad magal l'tara omos u'gabayu havi osur. Why? To b'schar. Catch this now. Halva shel halicha, hayutorchen lem bechazara. That would have been also for that reason, if not for that consideration. What is Rashi going to do? So Rashi is going to have to answer the way the Rashbo answers for Rashi. The Rashbo is our main man today. We had one Rashbo earlier. We have another Rashbo. Take a look. Rabbi Osai, the Rashbo answers this kashan Rashi. It's going to be similar to what we saw at the very beginning of this year. Very similar. Okay. Ev Shalom, says the Rashba. Kevan dim who's it's column tough resh base, if you have mind of it. Kevan the ilu who's lu peres ben tayim b'mokom ayoker yosibi mashalokom b'mokom azol yikablum bale batim shalmokom ayoker b'sach shalakocham shom balkocham hareli kishluchim shalahem. Oh, wow. What does that mean? We keep emphasizing in Tosfos the achrayas if it gets lost. What about the achrayas if the price goes down? Okay? That's the achrayas on the, even according to Rashi, that's the on the balabatim. So, again, whenever you split these two achrayas, we spoke about this last night and then on Friday, when you split, I told you that in the comments, Mr. Brown has a risk of loss and loss of value. When you split the that's normally if I own something, if it gets lost, it's my loss. If it loses value, it's my loss. When you split, it's very hard to figure it out, right? That's where it gets complex. So that's the Tosfos keeps screaming. It's no good if the achrayas of breaking is losing is on the chamorim. The Rashi says no. Rashi will hold us okay because although they bear the brunt if it gets lost completely, if the price goes down, That's the Balabatim's loss. That's going to make the difference. And he explains why. Look what he says. His lashon is very important. Since that's the Balabatim's loss, Yikablu Balabatim shel makom hayoker b'sach shaloch l'shem balkarachom harei elu kishluchim shelahem. In the footnotes over here, 908, when mishluchim shelahem, t'mishah shalochu peres b'makom azol nasu shelahem. I'm simply a shliach. I'm simply a shliach. Right? You gave it to me. Forget about who's going to bear the loss if it breaks. It's still I'm just mamish your shliach, because the price goes down, it's going to be yours. And that's what we have to say, something along those lines. There's no halva at all. I accepted myself the chamarim responsibility. If it gets lost, guess what? Master show machino or show masacha, dios kishoel. And in some cases, that actually works. Some cases, it doesn't work. We have to be careful to know which case it does work, which case it doesn't work. This we understand. Tosa disagrees. And the Bris Yud explains why he disagrees. Tosa says why he disagrees. Since the Mekabel Achrayas of Master Shah Machin Yos Keshoel, you cannot accept the Achrayas of what we call Zula. Why not? Why not? Whoever heard of a Shoel paying for loss of value? That's what Tosa says. It doesn't work. I mean, I should read you the lashon of the Bris Yehuda, because he explains it better than me. Let's see if I can find it over here. Okay, hold on, please. It's Perek Chav Zayin Ha'ara Aleph. Another very major one, very, very long. I'm going to give you a few highlights. It's Tuf Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, Samach. A 5-page introduction, all one Ha'ara. Okay. So in the middle of this discussion, okay, Tos quotes Rashi. It's considered Shluchan Shalahem, as we saw in the Rashba and the Ramban. Tosfos doesn't like it. Of course, the whole Tosfos. We've shown him answer Rashi, the Zula, right? The Musul of Paris, Mokam Ayoker. Okay. Trying to find the line I was looking for before. Oh. I read you the words. Why on ever? What's wrong with this? There's a right? I read it again. One more time. What's Pshat Rashi? We saw in the Rashba. No Achray Zula. Im Yuzlu Peres Vemelka Mayoker. Viyu Zolim Yosvi Mashalokha Vemelka Mazol. Right? Surprise, surprise, it's cheaper in Riverdale than Hunts Point. Something, market is flooded all of a sudden, you know, supply and demand. Right? Yikablu balayabatim balkarachim besach shalachim. It's tough luck on the balayabatim. Right? Tough luck. Shemachrai zu nasim kishluchim. Why don't other Rishon hold like Rashi? Lo sagi bekabala sachrai zula ade balaschora. Lo tibin din halva for leosot shluchim. For efsherot. The cave and the ikir ahetem bekabolas achrayis that has hanach rishonim who is the master shamachinim leos kishola. That's the heter, right? I am a master shamachinim and I'll be like a shoel. Right? im kein blavachi also the shliach the kabel olav achrayis zula. Right, it's bechlal, it's impossible for the shliach to accept achrayis zula ever. Shalom atzinu shoel because ken shashomrim she is chayv ubezula. It's an impossibility. It's the bottom of page tough nun test. To give a look, fine. It's interesting. Where did the Ramban get it from? Let's take a look in the Ramban. I know we have to end soon. Let's look in a minute in that same Ramban. Where did he get it from? He got it from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. It's enough from Yerushalmi. But you know what? Let's take a look in the Gra, who also quotes this Yerushalmi. But the Gra says that the Yerushalmi means something different. Let's just look here first for a second. Hold on a second. I have Ramban, a Chidush Ramban, a little better. It's also quoted here. Or maybe the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef quotes it. Is that on the Ramah Kamas? I'll give you what you can see as much as possible. I can't find my film sheet. Maybe with it. Oh, bottom of the pot, of course. As things always seem to be. Let's take a look in the Milke Yosef. It's not here. So we'll see the Ramban himself. Let's see if it's... Let's first... 1 second, please. Second, please. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ah. Here we go. Okay. Ubi Rishalmi. The Ramban, Kalam Tov, Ayin Vav. Okay, it's in Halacha Gimel here in Ezo Neshech. Chamorim ha-makablim v'balibatim ha-min lehem v'mokom ha-yoko k'shar ha-zol. Rabbi Yudah bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Pazi ad-mokom shadakal le'elich v'lov v'bo v'yom. Pirish, she'en ha-nirik ha-schar ha-milve ha-malve ad-kan. You don't have the words ad-kan in our Yerushalmi. Rav Huna Oma Nasa Shlucho. Oh! That's exactly the story we saw before. He's like a shliach. Masivin the Rav Huna shliach shenenas chayav ala onsin, avozeh shenenas poter ala onsin. Answers Yerushalmi, v'lo pomim eshu masa shamachinim lios kishoel. So this shouldn't think came out of nowhere. It's a mefurash Yerushalmi. Mefurash Yerushalmi. Nasa kishlucho. V'yachas shenos no schar amolo. And you're mekabel sharazol. A few who's al kan Yosef? Yes, the kasha Yosef chayav onsin. What's the answer? No, he's masne. Okay, so this teretz which we say is an original Ramban Rashba. Don't pin it on me. It's an afani Rishalmi. An afani Rishalmi. So now we can go see the Gra. We have to end with this. To see the Gra. It's in two. The Gra is in two places. It's in Kuf Ayin Gimel over here, where we are. Siv Kotan Lamed Dalet. Okay. Kemasha Birushalmi. Into the Gon Lamed Dalet, the second part. Shesefa Mar Afrach Rayas HaTagar. And he quotes the Birushalmi verbatim. And he says, you know, reads you the Holy Birushalmi. Matthias Bishol. Alma Bach Rayas HaTagahu. I Toysus Kasha. Lekach Pirushu. Shenos in Sara Molo Umizono. Alright? Fine. Ava pirushim dachuk. He thinks that the pshat in the Yerushalmi is incorrect, and he says it later. Just this is in one place, Kuf Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. Just to fill it in Kuf Ayin Zayin, he says the same thing again. In Sifkaton, the Gros Sifkaton Hey, calls the Yerushalmi. The whole thing verbatim. The Yerushalmi is against the Bavli, he claims. Okay. And on that basis, he says that he thinks that the Ramban is incorrect. He's incorrect. So this is a serious problem. I guess just to summarize for 1 minute, I'll just go back to where I came from before. We'll end with this. The Bris Yehuda, Perek Chav Zayin, Ha'ara Aleph. Again, it's 6 pages. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. It's on page Tuf Samach. The Ramban understood the Yerushalmi by the Tashim Schar Tircham Nasek Eshlicho. But the Gro in these 2 places says no. The Yerushalmi is referring to a case She'eino Noslem Schar Tircham. U'mikol Makom Mutter Bekabolas Achrayas Alachamorim. You know why? Shem Da Yerushalmi Lo Svir Leke Gemara Didan. Shemu Denichel Uvechule. Elamari catches now. Ein lechamorim shum ano b'mos. V'kemen shenem shum ano, dai betam shenasa shlucho, lehatir kabola zachrayis. It's a Rambo Kufay and Zayin, Sif Aleph. What's the Kufay and Zayin, Sif Aleph? An unusual din. What does it say over there? Rambo says, ein lo revach klaus of the Mekabel, the Masha Kibel, ein kanal vo klaus. I feel the kibbutz kol achrayes shari. The mutter l'shom mechinam lios kalav shlios kashoel. You have to have benefit from it. Our Gemara says you have benefit. It tells you what financial benefit is, right? I have a lot of money. It's jingling in my pocket. People don't have to give me priority treatment. But the Gemara learns no, zero. You have against the Bisham is against the Bavli. The person the chamorim gets zero. Hano, nothing. Zero. That's nothing. Okay? And I know mano. So that's why it's mutter, as long as shlucho. That's in Sifra, Kufra, Mo, Kufa, and Zayin, Aleph. But our Gemara says, there is enough from the most. Nichaluhu. Lachain ain't dying. Betam, denasa, shlucho, bavad, hatakabola, sachrais. Lachain tzorach, lashalam lahem, schar tircha. Uvetziruf, tama, denichaluhu. Yeshem den shluchim. And he wants to discuss what's the nafkamina halacha between the Ramban and the Gro. He's not sure. Ad Khan, we have to stop here because I'm out of time. Mit Hashem, tomorrow, I hope we have a Skype share. We have to work out the details. I'm going to speak to Danny, I guess, when he returns, and I'll call him on. Maybe he has him to call me, so we'll try to figure it out. And tomorrow, I hope to switch places for the shir with Rabbi Bresler. Because the Skype only works in the ping pong room. So Mr. Shem tomorrow will give a shiur, hopefully regular time, but subject to change, because I'm in the city, you never know what's going to happen exactly. Okay? Let's see out of the Shemaim. Good.